And we are pleased to welcome into the studio some members of the Tatambe Drum and Dance Ensemble. The Drum and Dance Ensemble was originally established back in 2001 in Copenhagen, Denmark, as a multicultural performing arts organization. And in 2003, the founder and artistic director, Christian Yao Adetti, relocated to the United States and formed another branch of the Tatambe Ensemble here in Minnesota. In fact, Christian is with us as part of the group here. So welcome to all of you. Nice to have you here. Christian, you were saying to Buck off the air, this is your first time on the Roadhouse, but you have appeared here in Grand Marais at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts before. How long ago was that?
That was last year.
Last summer. Now, tell us a little bit, am I pronouncing that first of all correctly, Tatambe?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about the organization, the purpose, and what you try to accomplish.
What actually Tatambe want to accomplish is to send awareness to people to learn about our culture, which is our traditional indigenous music and dance.
And when you say our culture, what culture is that?
Which is West African culture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there are four of you here, and you all told me your names, and then I introduced you all to Buck, and I got all your names right. I don't know if you've caught that, but I'm pretty pleased with that. Yeah. Christian, as I said, Eddie, Melissa, and Eric. How many total do you have in the group when you perform?
The group actually consists of 10 members, but when we go to shows, we go according to, you know, selections. Like, we choose people according to shows that we have.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to be performing tomorrow evening at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts at 7 o'clock. Is it the four of you that will be doing the performing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's four of us.
And, Eddie, how long have you been with the Tatambe group?
Well, I've been with Tatambe since Tatambe was even started.
in Minnesota back in Denmark?
Actually, I've been in the U.S. all this time, but then when Christian told me he had the group, I knew I was part of it right away, but that's how close we are. Okay. We work as a team, and I also have a group, so he is part of my group too.
Oh, really?
So that's how it goes.
My group performs
traditional music and dance just like Tatambe does, but we are based in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Christian, do you now live in the Twin Cities?
Yes.
Okay, Eddie, you're in Madison.
Yes.
Melissa, where do you live?
Twin Cities,
and Eric?
Twin Cities also.
Okay, so you're the odd man out, Eddie.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
nice to bring your culture from Madison here too.
Thank you.
He's representing for Wisconsin.
Yeah, we always have to have somebody from across the border. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And you both perform drumming and dancing as well. Now, Buck and I have been working on a dance routine that we thought we could incorporate into some of your music.
Nice.
But it's tap dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it'll fit.
It will fit. Oh, it will fit. Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Tap dancing, that's Irish, right?
Yeah.
A little more Irish.
A little Irish.
We got that too. You know?
Well, could we hear some of your music? I mean, we'll talk some more, but I'd like to have folks give us an idea of the music as well.
And actually, the music that we're about to play is called Kpalongo music. And Kpalongo is a recreational dance from Ghana, performed by the Gans. It's like the Gans are the native people of Ghana, and they do this particular dance. So we're gonna play the rhythm for Kpalongo. Yeah.
Kafueda. Kafueda, sisa jode, bonile. Go be wa ya wa wa jo.
The Tatambe Dance and
easy.
Drum Dance Ensemble. Thank you very much. There is no way to stay still when you listen to music like that, is there? I mean,
no.
Beth and Susan were dancing out there, and both Buck and I are moving as much as we can move. That's yep. wonderful. And I'll bet the same thing happens in your audiences when you play. I mean, literally the whole audience is moving.
Yep.
Melissa, how did you get involved with this group?
Well, I started doing African dance about 3 years ago. And unfortunately, the first group that I was in kind of disassembled. And Christian found me, actually, and called me up and told me about his group, Tatambe. I've been dancing with him ever since, so it's been about 2 years.
Wonderful. And as you said, Christian, this is you're bringing the music and the dance of Western Africa. That was from Ghana.
Yeah.
Eric, you don't look West African to me.
No. I've been told, but I felt more and more West African as time has gone on.
And the more time you spend with these guys. I bet. Yes. How did you become part of this whole group?
Well, from a long time involvement with the African dance community in the Twin Cities. And some years back, a West African drum master came to town and ended up settling there, a man named Fore Bangora, who later returned to Guinea. And now actually there's another drum master by the same name. Also from Guinea, who was there. But I started studying with the first Fore Bangora and later became a part of his group. And from playing from a lot of dance classes, that's where I met Christian.
Okay. And Christian, and I don't know if you can do this, but this is music of West Africa.
Yeah.
How would it be different listening to some music from East Africa? I mean, you know, what kind of... How would we be able to tell the difference? Pardon me?
That's a very good question, actually.
Oh.
I liked it.
Actually, East African music, I would say it's a little bit similar to our style. But it's just that the language that they speak is different from the language we speak.
Of course.
Through the drum. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about the tempo, we all have the same tempo that we follow. So,
you know what's really interesting? I'm sorry, go ahead, Melissa.
As a dancer, I've noticed that the movements are vastly different.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, with the beat and with the feeling of the music, my wife and I were just in Mexico.
Yeah.
And a lot of the same kinds of... the beat and feeling of the music is very, very similar between what you're doing. So clearly, it all must have originated in Africa and then spread from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk just briefly before we hear some more music from you about your instruments. Now, Eddie, you and Christian are both playing drums, which are about 30 inches in height. Mm-hmm. In the old days, we would have probably called those a conga drum.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that appropriate?
This is actually the original made of conga drum that has been imitated and built congas like that. Yeah. This is how the ancestors did it.
And what are those drums made of?
Drum. This is a whole piece of wood log that is hollowed through and shaped to this form.
Okay.
And then they have the holes for the pegs, just like the way they have the hardware on the congas to tighten the skin down. But this time you use the peg and you have to weave the rope through the skin. The animal skin. This is antelope skin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sometimes you can use goat skin or deer skin for this type of hand drums.
Hmm.
So you have to weave the rope through to catch the pegs. Oh, sorry.
Whoops.
To get the pegs back and forth. I'm sorry. So Yeah, this is how you build this drum. But they are called, these are the Ghan, like Christian said earlier, these are instruments from the Ghan people. They are the natives, like he said, of the land. And they, when they build this drum, the name they call this is Chonshi.
Chonshi,
which is the drum that is making sound.
Okay.
Or the, I mean, the wood that makes sound, that makes, no, I mean, makes music.
And Melissa, what is your instrument? Obviously, it's a like a gourd.
Yeah, it's like a rattle, and it's made from a gourd, and it has a hole. And these seeds, what, where do these seeds
come
from?
Seeds from Ghana.
Okay.
It's a plant.
It's a plant. And are they dried and then woven into this?
It's a beautiful instrument. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
And Eric, you're
this is a bell from Ghana that's similar to, people know cowbells, but this is, this was never worn by a cow, but it, and it, tell me its proper name.
Gakogwi. Gakogwi. Or also we call it Gakpa.
Mm-hmm. And you actually play that with a drumstick.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right.
And you got two, well.
And we have two sizes of bells, too, a low bell and a high bell.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, all together, they make incredible, incredible music. Thank you. Can we hear some more?
Sure. Why not?
You know, because the volume of sound that you guys can produce in this small little room, I'm going to bring this mic back a bit because I'm finding it's too loud. We'll use the one mic between the two of you, and just while we're playing,
we'll
slide it back slightly.
Nice.
And I think we'll do just fine.
Actually, Buck does that a lot when people talk too much.
Yeah, well. No.
Oh,
beautiful. Just beautiful. Melissa, I know that you're a dancer. Is that hard for you to stay seated?
No. Really? I'm actually a musician as well. Not
okay.
Yeah.
Not as good as they are, but
I've been really tough
playing
for me
the piano
to stay seated.
Since I was four.
Oh, okay.
So okay. I'm a living metronome as well.
Yes. Now, the other question I wanted to ask before I let you go, with Christian and Eddie, when you're playing, are you mimicking each other? Are you playing off each other? Several weeks ago, we had some Inuit women in who do throat singing.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
they kind of play, sing off each other and mimic each other almost. Is that what you do with the drums as well?
Yes.
It's a call and response.
Yeah.
It's a supporting
call and response.
Yeah, it's a supporting call and response.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. what I the lead drummer is always doing, as Christian was doing, playing the solos, he's always looking for a room where he can play something to call what I'm playing steady throughout.
Yeah,
I see.
So there's always like he says something, then I'm there to respond to it.
Amazing.
So it's that's why you can hear that melody happening.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow evening, you're going to be at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts.
So.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And I read that, do you encourage people to dance?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it required?
Well, it's like you were pointing out, it might not be optional just because
right.
It will be hard not to.
But now tomorrow also, and I know you had a dance class today, and that tomorrow you're having free drumming and dance workshop for kids from kindergarten through through 8.
Yes.
From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the rec hall down at the recreation area by the pool.
Yes.
So that'll be tomorrow, and then tomorrow night is the concert. How many appearances, performances do you do a year?
I can't count more than, I would say, almost close to 1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can count. I can't
count. But you teach this as well,
do
you not?
Yeah, I teach, and I also work with the Minnesota State Art Board campus.
Oh, okay, sure.
So I'm in a roster artist too, and
okay.
I also do my own children programs like storytelling, talking about my culture, talking about where we from, the instrument, our flag, the history of Ghana. So it's like edutainment,
sure,
not only
sure.
just drumming, but you know, you learn something
educational
as
and
well.
And with modern technology, he can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening, and hope a lot of people show up. But secondly, and perhaps more importantly, thank you so much for joining us on the Roadhouse. As we were saying earlier on the show, we always like to have musical guests come in on our program. And this has really been wonderful and unique, and we really appreciate you being here.
So
thank you.
So thanks to Christian and Eddie and Melissa and Eric,
members
of the Tatambe.
And if somebody also trying to locate us, they can go on
www.titambedancegroup.com,
which is Titambe spelled T-I-T-A-M-B-E, dancegroup.com. Or they can go and Google Titambe. We are on YouTube, too.
There you go.
Facebook.
On Facebook too. So if anybody, you know, want to have us do programs, school residencies, festivals, they can, you know, link us up too.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you
very much for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.